Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Desiree Malley. She is with the Emory County Library System. We're going to talk about what different branches they have over there and some of the activities that they do in the at the different branches. And get out and use that library system for all it's worth. That's what it's there for, is for people to use and to gain knowledge. Great things. All right. Desiree, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, really. This is the first time you've been here. You've been in the job for about a year, you said, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's talk about, how many different libraries are there in the Emory County Library System?
We have 8 branches. We have one in Castledale, Cleveland, Elmo, Barron, Green River, Huntington, and Orangeville.
Okay, so that spreads you pretty thin most days, I would think.
Yeah, and I actually work out of the administrative building in Castledale, so I don't work inside the libraries.
Okay, so you were saying that before this, you have plenty of experience. You were in a K-12 school,
mm-hmm.
and you worked in the library in that, and you came to us from Kansas.
That's correct.
Of all places, what brought you to Emory County?
So I actually grew up in Carbon County.
Okay.
And so my family now lives in Emory County, and I came back after I was married. My husband and I moved to the area.
Okay, very, very good. Now, let's talk about some of the different activities and things, because libraries are great, real, like, centers of small towns, really. They're mm-hmm. they're a gathering place. They can get all kinds of information from there. So let's talk about the different activities and things that you have at libraries in the Emory County area.
Well, right now during the pandemic, we do have some limitations on the things we're doing, but we have resumed a lot of our activities. All of the libraries are offering some sort of preschool story time, and some of them are even offering after-school story times. Anyone who is interested would want to definitely contact our local librarian, and they could tell them more, or they could find out the information on our webpage. We have a community calendar there, and it tells you the events that are happening at each library every day.
And kind of lines out all the events and everything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and sometimes we have monthly promotions that are going on, so there might be something that, you know, you can start now, and it goes on for quite a while, different things.
And you were saying before that, you guys really only closed up for 2 weeks.
That's true. We worked as fast as we could to open back up to the public and be able to start allowing people to come in and get books and circulate. And then as soon as we were able to negotiate some limitations with the health department, we opened up so people could use our computers. And we're open fully right now for all of our hours.
And are you open with no limitations?
No limitations. We're allowing everybody who wants to come in. And we try and sanitize often, but we're really just trying to serve the public as best we can.
Okay, perfect. So what are some of the offerings that you guys have? I mean, you said like computer access and things like that.
Yeah, we definitely have public computers for use. And one of our new programs that we launched this fall is the Asset Program. And what that is we have 4 Chromebooks in every library that are set aside for student use. We worked with Emory County School District to set them up so they look exactly like what the students use in their schools. And so they can get on there and access the programs that they use for their learning, and they can use those inside the library. And if they have any issues with getting accounts and that kind of thing, we have some contact within the school district to be able to help them get that access.
So if they need help with schoolwork and things like that, and they don't have access to bring their Chromebook home, they can go down to the library and get on it there.
Right. And because the school district has asked us to, we are working to implement policies so we can actually allow students to check those out. And then they maybe have them for 24 hours. So let's say they had an assignment that they couldn't complete in the hours the library is open. We could allow them to take it home and work with it. Another initiative we're working on right now is to also place some hotspots in the libraries so that they could check those out, so that we could then send home that Wi-Fi access so that they could have the access and the computer. So
we're even better, getting the technology in their hands so that they can do what they need to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, so another thing that has been really handy, and you were saying that, you guys have been open, but, maybe some people don't want to come out of their house. Maybe they feel a little more comfortable staying home. So you guys have different apps and things like that that people can actually go on through their phone or a computer and actually check books out on their device, right?
Correct. Through the state library, we're part of the Beehive Consortium. And what that allows us to do is have access to OverDrive, which provides us ebooks and audiobooks and even some video access. And so people can actually use their phone, and with the Emory County number right now, you don't even have to have a library card. You just, because you are in Emory County and it will recognize that, then you can get on and get access to those resources. And there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of resources, including even some periodicals that you can have access to.
Okay, so the best place to check out more information on all of these things is that library webpage, correct?
That's correct.
And so do you have that there with that we can let people know how to get to it? Or is the really the easiest thing to do is just search Emory County Library?
Yeah, if you look up the Emory County Library System, then you can find our webpage. It is under lib.emorycounty.com, which is easy to find, but it's easiest to just Google it and to go there. And once you're there, then we have some resources, and it has some links to databases that we offer through the state. But also, if you wanted to look at that OverDrive, you can read ebooks and listen to audiobooks and even watch some videos.
So lots of fun stuff always going on at the libraries over in Emory County.
Yeah, we have lots of fun programs. In addition to our preschool story time, we have some of our libraries have resumed their book clubs. So the book clubs are meeting, and that's, again, information you'd find on there. And then each of them have their own promotions. I know Orangeville Library has been doing a lot of after-school activities for kids to come in and do different things. So I think she calls them boredom busters. But each library has lots of really neat programs that are going on. So I would encourage everybody to just check out your local branch, find out what's going on. And, you know, we're close enough to some of the other ones, you can even drive and enjoy activities at two.
All right. Desiree, thank you so much for coming over and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's Desiree Malley with the Emory County Library System, with all the fun things and all the info that you need to go over and use the libraries in Emory County. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.